This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has released a video address just after midnight Monday, Ukraine time. He urges NATO to impose a no-fly zone over his country, as he has done before, he says, or it may see its member states attacked by Russia. If NATO does not impose a no-fly zone, he said, it is only a matter of time before Russian rockets fall on NATO territory. Shelling and fighting around Ukraine have prompted many to call for an end to the violence, or at the very least, a ceasefire in areas in need of humanitarian assistance. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In Mariupol, Turkish nationals plead for a speedy evacuation as explosions can be heard in the distance. The International Red Cross are warning of a worst-case scenario for hundreds of thousands of civilians in the besieged Ukrainian city, unless something is done fast to let aid in and civilians out. In Irpin, on the outskirts of Kyiv, the lifeless body of a woman lies face down on the ground, abandoned in a park, as the sound of shelling echoes in the sky. Irpin resident Tatiana tells AP journalists, it's scary, of course it's scary, especially at night. We're hanging in there and we have no other option. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited a hospital treating wounded soldiers. Well done, strong guys, he told a group of patients. Everything is on your shoulders. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made the rounds of the Sunday talk shows today on U.S. television. He's due to meet with China's top diplomat Yang Jiechi in Rome on Monday. He warned Beijing that it would absolutely face consequences if it helped Moscow evade sanctions. This is VOA News. Iran's ballistic missile strike on the north city of Erbil in Iraq, which caused no casualties but damaged some residential structures, has been criticized by leaders from across Iraq's political spectrum. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed credit for the late-night strike. In a statement, the IRGC said it fired 12 ballistic missiles against what it alleged was an Israeli, quote, strategic center of conspiracy in Erbil. The influential cleric Muqtada al-Sadr issued a statement calling on the government to submit a protest note to the United Nations and the Iranian ambassador and to ask for guarantees that such an attack would not be repeated in the future. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad condemned the missile attack, calling it a criminal act for which Iran must be held accountable. Iraq's outgoing Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi called the attack an act of terror. In a phone call with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he said Iraq should not become a state for settling what he called external scores. Reuters is reporting that a second German energy company has received state aid due to a liquidity squeeze after Uniper secured credit facilities in January to cope with volatility in energy markets. This is according to a source close to the German financial ministry. Surging power prices have caused problems for European energy companies, which hedge their gas and power sales to cover price differences across markets. Germany's Uniper secured credit lines of up to $11 billion from parent Fortum and state bank KfW in January. The German finance ministry has declined to comment. The State Department says it's paying more than $2 million a month to provide 24-hour security to former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a former top aide. The Associated Press has obtained a report to Congress that says both men face serious and credible threats from Iran. Pompeo and envoy Brian Hook led the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign against Iran. The report says U.S. intelligence believes Iranian threats to them persist. Ethiopian authorities say they will prosecute individuals seen in a gruesome video in which armed men appear to burn at least three people alive. The video has been shared widely on social media and has sparked anger among many in a country facing war in its northern region, as well as ethnic strife in other parts. The Ethiopian Government Communications Service confirmed that the incident took place in the Guba area of the northwestern region. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.